On your radio.
On your phone.
Online.
And here.
Play KMFM.
News you can trust.
This is KMFM. And with the latest news for Kent, at 1 o'clock, it is Nicola Everett.
Two more people have been charged after a man was stabbed to death outside his home in Maidstone. Wesley Odjinka was found in Knight Rider Street in the early hours of February the 10th. A 37-year-old man from Surrey and 17-year-old boy from southwest London have been charged with murder and GBH and are due in court later. A 39-year-old man from Norwood in London is due to go on trial in August.
KMFM News.
Retailers in London say they've lost out on £12 million in sales because of climate protests. More than 300 people have been arrested, with the campaign now in its third day. Two people from Extinction Rebellion staged a demo on the roof of a train at Canary Wharf station earlier. Robin Boardman is a campaigner with the group.
Economic disruption is key to how the change is going to happen. Government is not going to listen to people. We've seen this. This country has a responsibility to people all across the world and to the people in this country to tell the truth.
Well, Wi-Fi has been restricted on the tube to try to stop them. London's mayor is Sadiq Khan.
We need the British public on our side. That's why it's important. Organisers work with the police, TfL and others to make sure these protests are peaceful but also effective too.
There's going to be a competition between international architects to rebuild the spire of Notre Dame after it was destroyed in Monday's fire. The French Prime Minister's made the announcement following a special meeting on the cathedral's reconstruction. The aim is to renovate the building in Paris in just 5 years. Karen Archer from the French Heritage Society thinks that's very ambitious.
The overriding factors concerning the time will be the security of the structure. There may be certain stones, a number of stones that are still in place that need to be replaced because of fire damage. Whatever the time frame, they'll have to go step by step because the security of the building is the most important.
Meantime, cathedrals and churches across Kent are being asked to toll their bells for 7 minutes at seven tomorrow night as a mark of solidarity. Philip Hesketh is the Dean of Rochester.
Often tragedy and disaster does bring people together. It brings out the best in people and a sign of hope. And I think people will come together, and it won't just be the people of France or Paris. It will be much wider than that, I think.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
A man who tried to smuggle seven people, including two children, into the UK through Dover has been jailed for 4.5 years. The 20-year-old Romanian used a specially adapted van with a hidden compartment, but was stopped at the Eastern Docks last month. Police are investigating after a teenage girl told officers a man used her friend's identity to meet her in Swanley. The 17-year-old was contacted online by someone pretending to be a person she knows and arranged to meet in Pink's Hill on Saturday. She left when she realised the man was a stranger. Now, it looks like the warm, sunny weather in Kent is going to continue over the Easter weekend. Forecasters say we're in for a mini heat wave with temperatures going above 20 degrees. Alex Burkill from the Met Office is reminding us to take care if we head out in the sun, though.
Unfortunately, with the warm weather, we do have some things to be wary of. So, yes, the UV levels will be higher than normal, and so you will want to wear sun cream and take shade if you're out in the sunshine for a particularly long period of time, and always drink plenty of water.
And a woman's paid a record £22,000 for a doll's house at an auction in Sandwich. The collector's piece was expected to fetch around £5,000 but went for more than four times that. It's the highest price ever for an item at the Sandwich auction room.
KMFM Sport.
With dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating expert.
Now with some cricket and football news this lunchtime, here's Ish.
Well, we'll start with football. An anti-discrimination group, Kick It Out, say Ashley Young has been the target of racist abuse on social media. It happened after he'd played in Manchester United Champions League defeat to Barcelona last night. United lost 3-0 in Spain to go out 4-0 on aggregate in the quarterfinals. Elsewhere, the Dover manager has been telling us about his decision to join the club and saving them from relegation. They beat Barrow at the weekend to secure their place in the National League for next season. When Andy Hessenthaler joined in October, they had just 7 points from 15 games. He says it was an easy decision to make.
It was an opportunity to get closer to home, so I weighed that all up. And obviously, as you say, the position that Dover were in, it was a bit frightening, but it's a challenge. And I mean, every sports person, sport, if there's a challenge in front of you, you know, I'm one of those people that take that challenge on, and that was the case.
He's also been chatting on the KM Football podcast about turning the club into a full-time outfit. You can hear the full thing at kentonline.co.uk. And Kent's Joe Denley's been named in England's preliminary squad for this summer's World Cup. He's also in the side for their one-day international series against Pakistan. Teammate Sam Billings joins him in a 14-man squad for a one-dayer against Ireland and T20 match versus Pakistan.
That's the latest. Next updates at 2.